Good morning. I'm John Quincy on News Talk 1250 WTMA. And for the next 2 hours, I'll be sitting in for Richard Todd, assisted by a couple of former WTMA good guys from the 60s.
I'm a savager!
Jim Diamond and Terry Allen are in the studio. Let's hear it for the WTMA good guys from the 60s. We have some others who will be joining us by telephone as well, so make sure you listen because we got some nice surprises coming up here on News Talk 1250 WTMA as we remember WTMA. Now, WTMA has been around for 65 years, but a lot of folks here in the Lowcountry remember two things about the radio station. Number one, what it's doing right now as a news talk station. It's celebrating 15 years as Charleston's leading news talk station. But back in the 60s, I don't know the exact date, some people say the late 50s, the early 60s, WTMA turned to a top 40 format and was hugely successful for many, many years playing top 40. They were the 95SX of the 60s and 70s, and oddly enough, 95SX is the former WTMA FM. So we're going to be talking about that with Jim Diamond and Terry Allen. Appreciate you guys stopping by. But first, let's check the traffic and weather together.
I'm Megan Keyes with your News Talk 1250 WTMA. First traffic.
All right. Thanks a lot, Megan. We do appreciate it. You know, guys, I missed something for authenticity. I should have said it was 73 degrees at street level. How'd you guys used to say that?
Yeah, it was like WTMA weather so-and-so-and-so-and-so and the street level degrees and street level. Everything was street level.
But were on the second floor. How could you give the street level temperature when you were on the second floor of the Dock Street Theater?
We faked it.
Estimate, yeah.
Our phone lines are open if you'd like to talk to our good guys this morning. Terry Allen and Jim Diamond from the 60s, 556-1250, 556-1250, or 1-800-737-1250. We'd love to hear from you this morning as we remember the glory days of WTMA radio in the 60s, back when it was a top 40 station. Now, Jim, I believe you worked at WTMA starting and before Terry. You were there before Terry came, right?
Yeah, I got into radio as a fluke. I was at home and the phone rang, and it was a teacher at the school I was going to, and she said, "We understand you have a record player. We're having a DJ from TMA coming in and having a record hop. Could you bring your record player?" And I go, okay. So I bring it in, and I'm expecting to see some 6'6" guy. And in walked the program director at that time, Bob Mitchell, 5'2", 103 pounds. You know, "Hi there, I'm Bob Mitchell with WTM." And he's got 97 pounds of records. And I explained to him, "Now, this is my record player." And here I'm a young kid talking to an adult. And I'm saying, "This is my record player, so I would appreciate if you let me use it." And he's going, thinking to himself, well, he gets $50 for the gig, and he doesn't care who runs the record as long as it's decent, you know. So I'm slip cueing the records. That's back when the record would turn under the turntable would turn underneath the record, and then you would release it so that it would sound good. And I would mixing his mic and whatever. And he was watching me, thinking, "Would you like to come by the station and visit?" And I go, "Yeah, I'll come by." So I came by on a Saturday and I visited WTMA at that time, which was at 133 Church Street in the Dock Street Theater downtown. And the parking was not too bad back then, because back then there was just a few cars and with the dinosaurs, you know. And I looked around and saw everything. He said, "Would you like to come by tonight and put your hands on the control board?" Because at that time, TMA signed off at midnight. And I said, "Me?" You know. And so I came by and played. And I did this for like a week or two. And finally, he said, would you like to work one Sunday morning?" "Me?" this goes on and on. I go, "Fine," you know. And so basically I started, they were looking for a part-timer. And I, like the last 3 months of high school, I was like James Bond going through. And they're talking about, "Who's this new guy on TMA? Jim Diamond." And as far as that's concerned, I sat down and I said, "Whose show promo do I use?" Everybody had a show promo, you know, who were you going to be? There was a guy named Al K. Hall, Alcohol. Al K. Hall. That was his air name. Okay. And then Bob Mitchell and Doug Randall and some other names. Bob Scott and whatever.
Bob Scott. Right.
And so I said, which do I use? And he hands me another cartridge. That's, everything was on tape back then. He said, "How about using, do you like Jim Diamond?" I went, "Okay. I don't care." It's like, you know, handing a starving man a hamburger. "You want a hamburger?" "Sure, sure. Anything, you know." And so I started
this.
You mean
disc jockeys don't use their real names?
Well, sure.
What a loaded
who knows?
Question.
Yeah, we learned something here today.
I think that a lot of it is privacy. They want to use their real name in the phone book and other stuff, yet they don't want people calling them at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, giving them a hard time.
"I don't like what you said on the air. I'm coming down there and I'm going to burn a car in your front yard."
You know,
that
stuff
makes
like
a lot
that.
Of sense.
You don't
that
want
makes
to
a lot
that.
Of sense.
No, no.
So how long were you at WTMA, Jim Diamond?
Well, let's see. I started in weekends in April of 63 to June, and then right out of high school, Bob Mitchell said, now we can hire you full-time. And so I worked full-time there until August of 65. And there were a lot of things that happened in Charleston, around Charleston. Some people might remember there was a huge a fire at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church back in the 65. And at that particular time, I was working. It was on a Wednesday, and I got off work and went home. And on the radio, all they had was information about this. Well, at that time, there was at the end of between King and Calhoun, there was a big store there called W.T. Grant's. And in front of Grant's, there was a payphone. Well, one of our employees at TMA at that time, I forgot his Hank DeJesus. Remember Hank?
Hank, right.
Who was Hank? Talk to me, Terry.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Hank DeJesus.
Accountant supervisor.
Sales.
Whatever. Sales, anyway, he was on the phone. Well, you remember the comedian Jose Jimenez?
Oh, yeah.
The one who talked like this all of the time.
Yeah,
well, that was Hank.
Yeah.
He's on the air on the phone, and that's WTMA, Action Central News headlines. He's telling everybody about this fire, which is, 100 yards away. And he says, the people are down here in the cars and the hoses and the fire, and don't come down here because it just messes up the traffic and blah, 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 blah. This is going on and on, and I just, okay, I work there. I don't have to listen to all that. I turn it off. I get home. I turn the TV on. There's Channel 5. Broadcasting the fire from the top of the Francis Baring Hotel live. I change stations. They're talking about it. All right, I guess I better go on down there. So I get in the car, go back down there, and I'm crossing the Ashley River Bridge, and all of a sudden I'm hearing Hank DeJesus talking about it. And the guy on the air he's talking to was a guy named Danny Knox. And Danny's talking with him, and Hank's talking about, oh, the steeple's on fire, and there's a lot of smoke and people and whatever. Well, at that time, and even now, across the street was the Charleston County Library. On one side was the Francis Baring Hotel, and then behind it was Sears. So all of a sudden, Hank's going, "The steeple! The steeple is falling! The steeple is falling!" And Danny on the air says, "Quick, Hank, which way is it falling? Which way is it falling?" Hank said, "It's falling down, man!" And that's a story that every time I see Hank, I say, "Hank, which way is the steeple falling?" He said, "It's falling down, man."
This is WTMA. I'm John Quincy sitting in for Richard Todd today, and we're reliving some of the memories of WTMA in the 60s. Terry Allen and Jim Diamond are with me in the studio. Now, Terry, when did you start at WTMA?
Well, let's see. It was May, end of May, 1965. I had come back from my first year at college. I had gone to Columbia, USC. And had gotten involved with the school station there, worked for a local station, and thought that I would try for a job at the radio station, at TMA, where I, like Jim, always wanted to work. I mean, the job of a lifetime, a dream come true for an 18-year-old. And Doug Randall was program director. And I told him I was coming back at the end of the school year, and he said, yeah. He said, we'll put you in a slot or something. And it turned out 9 to noon was what I did. 9 to noon.
You're not going to go back before that? Don't you remember Paul Playboy?
Of course. Paul Playboy and,
Was that Paul Aloysius Playboy?
That's right. Every time we would have a battle of the new sounds, new music, we had someone there who would take your vote. And
right.
And then you were the second Paul Playboy. The first one was Mike Champion.
Mike Champion.
And then all of a sudden he wasn't there anymore and they had to have somebody. And so you got your feet wet by...
We call it selective memory. But, I did some of that, too.
Okay, we'll go fast forward. Go
ahead. Okay. No, that's all right. That's okay. It's enlightening. And I took the bus down to work. I mean, you have the luxury of living in the right next
door. No, I lived on James Island then.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you get down there?
Huh?
How'd you get to work?
I drove in a car.
Oh,
like
man.
The other 612 people.
I took the bus. And,
well, wait a minute. You were a glamorous WTMA disc jockey.
Yes.
Who took the bus to work.
But it only cost a dime back then.
You could
still buy tokens back then.
Mayor Riley would be proud of you. If he was mayor then, he would have been proud.
I wish we had a bus today for them to be proud of me. Yeah. But I took the bus to work, and
Working in the radio, nobody knows your face.
No, of course not.
That's what I mean. You could get away with doing anything.
Absolutely. And I said, you know, well, I'm from Charleston. I mean, you know, can I use my name? He said, no, you can't. None of our DJs can be local. They all have to be imported from somewhere else. So I became Terry Allen.
Now, wait a minute. I've heard tapes of you being called Dick Clark on the radio.
Oh, that's the second time.
So you came in as Terry Allen, the second time you were Dick Clark, and even though everybody knew by that time who Dick Clark was on American Bandstand.
John, you can't keep a good DJ down.
Yeah.
He always comes back.
That's
Dracula.
All right. Terry Allen, alias Dick Clark, and Jim Diamond here this morning here on News Talk 1250 WTMA as we remember the 60 glory days of WTMA and the top 40 format that it enjoyed success with for many, many years. Let's check out the traffic now. Here's Megan Keyes on News Talk 1250 WTMA.